Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Federal regulators are still investigating the global insurance company American International Group, or AIG. The latest development, Maurice Hank Greenberg gave a big gift to his wife, $2.2 billion worth of his company's stock. This was just days before Greenberg stepped down as the company's CEO. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, how did this news come out?
Well, this is something that Mr. Greenberg actually reported in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He amassed this stock by turning American International Group into a global insurance powerhouse, really. Greenberg was pressured by his board of directors into resigning back on March 14th. And the gift to his wife came just 3 days before he stepped down. He gave 41,400,000 shares of AIG to his wife, Corinne. One other note on the timing of this, it happened less than a month after AIG disclosed to its investors that federal and state authorities were looking into the company's accounting practices. AIG just last week acknowledged that those accounting practices were flawed.
Well, it's interesting timing, but is there necessarily anything wrong with him giving his wife this very generous present?
Well, Mr. Greenberg's spokesman is declining to comment on this filing. The company has no comment either, but some legal experts do say that this is sure to come under the spotlight of investigators and regulators. Tom Ajami is a securities lawyer based in Houston, and he says it could be trouble if it's seen as an effort to shield assets. Ajami told us that even if this happened outside of an ongoing investigation, it would probably come under regulatory scrutiny just because it's so big of a transfer, $2.2 billion. And he says in this context, it really raises some alarm. Greenberg, by the way, reports that he held on to 1.95 million shares himself. That stake figures out to be around $104 million.
And where is the overall investigation focusing?
Mr. Greenberg just yesterday was called before federal securities regulators and investigators for New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, and we're told that he repeatedly invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. Mr. Spitzer appeared on national television just this past weekend and said that he had overwhelming evidence of fraud at AIG, and Spitzer said Greenberg is the focus of this investigation. Specifically, investigators want to know whether AIG or Mr. Greenberg intentionally misled investors about a big insurance deal that might have been used to beef up his company's financial statements, and they're continuing to question a whole list of people who were involved in that deal. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're doing a little reminiscing and talking to people about what life must have been like without computers. Banish the thought.
Just imagine that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.